Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3.25 cents at 535¾, December wheat up 9 cents at 715¼, and November beans up 2¼ cents at 1279¼. We do not see any export sales here this morning. The dollar is strong again. It's up 24 ticks. Over 94 cents now at 94.02. The crude oil's backed off a little bit. It's down 50 cents a barrel. But the bean oil and the crude oil have been kind of parting ways to some extent out here the last several days anyway. Of note, the silver's down 54 cents an ounce. It's down to $21.92 an ounce. That's the lowest prices since a year ago July on the silver market. But I don't think it'll have much impact on the grains. We had really good rains in the plains. Wheat looks like it's better. We know that the planting is ahead of schedule. I'm surprised at this rally here, particularly with the dollar so strong. But are guys getting set up for the report tomorrow? It's hard to know. You know, on Monday, we were higher, Tuesday lower. Wednesday now looks to be higher. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to this market. The weather around the country, I think, looks pretty good. We're going to get a lot of harvest activity done in most areas in the Midwest. Chinese go on holiday. I think it's the first of the month. So that's going to certainly curb the export market. The only bullish thing I really see out here is the potential of a conflict between Iran and Israel. Israel has made it very clear they're not going to let Iran get these nuclear weapons. And any attack, you know, could be imminent is the thinking out here. I think that's one of the reasons the dollar has been strong. It's been the strength in the crude oil market, but the crude is now $2 or $3 off its highs in the last couple of days. So it's hard to really get a handle on which way this thing is going to go. So I would say overall, the yields continue to be better than expected on beans, on corn. You know, where it's rough, it's rough. But there's some really good yields out there as well. Generally, I would say certainly in a lot of areas below APH, but above expectations. So I think the government's probably pretty close on their yield numbers, maybe a little bit low on the beans. But it doesn't really matter if the stocks come out with a big surprise tomorrow one way or the other. That's the way the market's going to move. And, you know, with the funds long, as much corn as they are, over 200,000 contracts, if it's a bear report, you know, I just don't see them being able to get out of their trades like gentlemen, so to speak. I think they're really going to get slapped around. But, you know, so far they've had several occasions where they could have really gotten buried. They've never really lightened up. So there's some underlying strength there for sure. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.